Hi guys, today we're going to talk about reselling related podcasts that you should be listening to and why. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Reseller Niche Podcast, a show for e-commerce buyers and sellers where we investigate unique items being bought and sold and show you how research equals knowledge equals profit.
Welcome back. My name is Mo, and today I want to talk about reselling related podcasts that you should be listening to and why I listen to them. And I know what you might be thinking. I have a show, so why am I talking about other people's shows? I kind of think that different perspectives and opinions help and help growth, especially if you're running a business or you want to find out more about running a business or anything to do with reselling. So anyone's take on something else might be different from yours, and it might be beneficial. So just think of this as my Apple review done in podcast form. So a couple of things. There is no order to these. I think I have 7 or 8 different podcasts that I kind of go over, and not in any particular order. And if there's any that you would recommend that I listen to, I'd love to hear about it. You can leave us a message and, you know, let me know that, hey, you should be listening to this or that or whatever it is. Some of these have not recorded new episodes recently, but I'm hoping they do. So that's one thing. And then lastly, I'll leave podcast links, social media links below so you can follow them for yourself, which is kind of the point of this. So let's get started. The first show that I started listening to about reselling in general ever was Scavenger Life. It's hosted by Jay and Ryan. I think I may have actually watched it first on YouTube. It was audio only, but they were the very first people that I ever heard talking about, you know, turning trash into cash as a reselling model. So they are actually probably one of the reasons that I actually started reselling in general, or even kind of found out about what this thing is. That was huge. So their podcast is about them, Jay and Ryan. They're serial entrepreneurs. They originally were talking mainly about eBay, but it's kind of branched off, and you can kind of see kind of their evolution into other ventures, other business ventures like Airbnb rentals, real estate. And then now I think they're moving into the world of coffee. And what I would say about this is it's very easy to listen to. It's probably the most bingeable podcast you can listen to, because they're approaching, I think, 500 episodes or something close to that. And if you just go to their website, you can see all of that. And everything is based on the idea, kind of this forward moving idea about what they prefer to do in their life, as opposed to what other people may or may not do. Because they always talk about, oh, other people do this and that, but this is kind of our lane, this is what we enjoy doing. And what I like about their podcast is that they talk about what they like, what they don't like, what worked, what didn't work. For example, they break down the weekly eBay sales every week, what worked, what sold, what didn't, what was kind of a dud, you know, all that kind of stuff. And they are unbelievably transparent. So you kind of know exactly what they were doing last year, and they know what they're doing this year. They're going on vacation, you know where they went, what they did. So it's really transparent. They also talk about how things led to the next things that are coming up. So it's really, really a good listen. If you're gonna pick one to start with, this is the one I would pick, especially if you wanna find out about eBay. They also have a forum. And what I'll end with on this section about them is they have a manifesto where they kind of talk about, it's kind of a step-by-step overview of how they would start an eBay business, but it's not like full, you know, chapters. It's just bullet points. So you can check that out. It's on their website too. Very cool show. I'll leave the links below and you guys can check that out. Okay, so the next one is one I started listening to this year. It's called Flip the Script, hosted by Denali. She's also got a big YouTube and Instagram following. I only started listening to this one this year. And what I liked about it is actually the way that she has it formatted. It's very easy to listen to. It's kind of like most of the shows from what I've heard, all the ones I've heard are all interview-based, reselling-based shows. But it's very, the conversation flows. They talk about basically the backgrounds of the people they go through to how they became resellers and what they resell. Denali's big, she's a full-time eBay Poshmark seller herself, and she talks about that as well. And actually recently what I like is her show has kind of branched out a little bit. They're talking to people in the business community that aren't necessarily resellers and how that came about. And so that's her latest episode. So I'm interested to hear what she does in the future in terms of who she's interviewing. It's still business related, but it's always good to see other people's perspectives on things. That's kind of the way I think about it, at least. So check her show out. I'll put the links below so you can see everything she's doing. So the next one that I found, I was pleasantly surprised with this. I've watched him for years. Reezy Resells. He's an OG in the reselling world. He's got a huge, YouTube channel, Facebook group, huge following it, all over social media. And so his podcast, what I like about his podcast is his interviewing style. Obviously, we all know he's a big, bookseller, but he's branched out to so many different avenues and he like talks about all of them. And that's kind of how I see his interview style too, because for example, like he'll interview someone, he'll ask them a question and then he'll break that question down a little bit more. And then he'll put in his own input from his own personal experience, selling or being involved with whatever they're talking about. And then he'll dig a little bit more. So that kind of I don't know how you describe it, but kind of going in depth that much interviewing somebody kind of fleshes out the subject and you really get a better perspective of whatever they're talking about. So if that makes sense, I like his interview style. I think it gets a lot of the fluff out of the way. It gets straight to the point and he keeps building on whatever the question is. So you get more out of whatever you're listening to. So it's good information. I checked him out. He's everywhere. If you just look up Reezy online, you'll find him anywhere. He's on, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You can't miss the big yellow. Yes, that's kind of like his color on his marketing it's really good, so you can't miss it. So check him out. I'll put the links below and then tell me what you think. So the next person, the next show, I should say, is a show, unfortunately, that they aren't really making many episodes anymore. It was originally hosted by Glenn and Yong. It's called Merch Minds. It's a merch on Amazon based show. I'll read their tagline. Their tagline is in the podcast we discuss about merch by Amazon business and the print on demand industry. Obviously print on demand has evolved a lot from just merch by Amazon, and they talk about all of that. They interview everybody in the business, other print on demand. It's more of a print on demand show than a reselling show. But I guess that those go hand in hand, I think. And obviously, because you're still selling on lots of these sites, Etsy and Amazon, obviously. So unfortunately, like I said, they're not making new episodes, but they do have over 150 already recorded. And it's Yong is hosting right now. And he has been doing this for a while. He's actually a professional graphic artist, so they know what they're talking about. So on a side note, Yong's probably one of the coolest people that I've ever encountered in the reselling world. And I'm more of an introvert. You can probably tell that from the way I talk, but literally was able to go out and thrift with him, and because he has a huge background in reselling. So he started with eBay and Amazon and all that before print on demand. So If you ever get to chat with him, pick his brain, maybe you can find him on Facebook. I would highly do that because he has a lot of good info, like I said. So I'll put the links in the show for his show below. Actually, one other thing, I was able to chat with him. I was actually able to be on their show a few years back, and they were on our podcast. Let me look up the number. Yang was actually on episode 34 and talking about typography. So check that out if you could as well. Okay, so this next one is probably, out of all the ones I've talked about today, the one I listen to the most currently. And it's, they pump out 2 to 3 episodes a week. It's Pure Hustle Podcast. And they're closing in like 200 shows recorded or something like that. So it's hosted by Mike and Orlando. And what I like about this, and what I think makes the show click, is it's kind of a mix of multiple things. They're a mix between part-time reseller and a full-time reseller. Mike's been doing this for a few years, and Orlando's a lot more experienced. And you can see the difference between that. And the contrasting style kind of makes it work. So it's not all about, you know, two people that have been doing the same thing from the same style, from the same platform at the same time. You get that contrast, which is what I like. So it kind of learned, and then from that, it kind of turns into, you know, differences of opinion. And then it turns that banter, basically, it kind of turns into a more informative podcast, in my opinion. So the topics they discuss usually more rooted in eBay, Poshmark, and Amazon, but it kind of leads from there into other avenues like their personal lives, you know, what they do on a daily basis, how they've been dealing, you know, with the whole COVID situation and everything. So kind of it leads to other things, which also makes it interesting. And then on top of that, they keep you abreast of all current reselling platform news and tips and tricks. And then they're very into the reselling community. You know, you can kind of reach them on pretty much every platform, kind of like Reezy, they're everywhere. I think they're the first people that I saw on TikTok that were resellers, which I thought was kind of funny, but now that's like a thing. When I first did that, I thought that was kind of funny, but it's a thing now. So, I mean, they're everywhere now. So, you know, good for them, and check them out. Like I said, they pump out episodes weekly, multiple times, and I'll leave the links below. And okay, so the next one is a very new show for me. I've only listened to a couple of episodes, but I feel like I know the host already. That's kind of because I do, in a sense, because I've been watching them on YouTube for years. It's a show called Guys Without Jobs. It's Lonnie, you know, Garage Flips, Shed Flips, and then John Cincinnati Picker. They're both on YouTube, huge channels, for years now. So, this is another show that works because two of them interacting, they kind of just vibe off each other. They riff off each other. And, you know, you can hear the kind of the, it's laid back, but it's funny at the same time. So I would check them out because it's a lot of eBay-centric discussion, but also from that, you know, they talk about Amazon, they talk about a lot of garage sales, a lot of treasure hunting, and then I think the treasure hunting is probably the most interesting thing because they find all kinds of interesting things, how they get there, what they get, you know, that kind of stuff, similar to what you see on their YouTube channels. And then they have some interviews on there as well, and I'm starting to get into this one, so I'll leave the links below, and I'm actually going to listen to some more before I expand more on that. So the next one, unfortunately, is another one that I haven't seen new episodes released recently. It's E-Commerce Momentum from Steven Peterson, and I've got to say that he's got a great voice for radio, very smooth, very calming interviewing voice. So I think it's a perfect fit for him to do this type of show because it's really easy to listen to. And it's kind of like, I think my voice would be hard to listen to. His voice is a complete opposite, really easy to listen to. So it's a purely interview-based show. Steve interviews generally more established resellers, a lot of Amazon big sellers, a lot of people in the industry, not even really just resellers, more in the reselling community. Maybe they run a festival or a different type of technology that helps resellers. So it's kind of all around reselling, but not necessarily just specifically resellers. So the conversation is generally in depth from what I've heard, and they touch on the interviewee's background and influences. And what I like about it is the whole point of the show is that it's supposed to help the listener. It's for the listener that's stuck. And what he does is he tries to interview people that aren't stuck and sees how maybe they were stuck and they did something to gain success, and then kind of breaks down the processes that came along the way that helped them from start to finish. So I guess the end goal is to help people listening figure out those same things. So I think this one I used to listen to basically when it came out, like the day it came out every time. He had like two episodes out every single week for years. So I'll leave the links below because there's a lot of episodes, I'm guessing hundreds. So check him out. Definitely good info. So the last one on my list for today is a slight detour. This is called Improve and Have Fun. This is from an ex-reseller, still dabbles, I believe, but it's not necessarily purely a reselling show. Host Paul, PVP Perez, his podcast description, I'll read it for you, is improving myself and having fun along the way with the hopes of encouraging you to do the same. And he does that. You can hear it. And I've listened to this basically since the beginning. And it's easy to listen to, very kind of relaxing sounding voice. And he does this probably once a week, I believe, once there's a new episode. And reviewing life, movies, dance, books, music, and self-improvement, and some reselling as well. I was lucky enough to be on the show with him a few years back, and he was on our episode. Let me see what episode that was. All the way back, number 9. He was on episode number 9. And then, so we talked about everything there, reselling and not. So if you can, check out that, Improve and Have Fun, and I'll leave the links below. So I know this is kind of a interesting episode, we'll say. I'm talking about other people's shows, but I'd love to hear what you thought. I'm sure you listen to these guys and gals. What else do you listen to that I didn't put on this list? There's tons that I left out. I'd love to hear that. If you want to leave us a voice message, please do. And until the next one, thanks for listening to the Reseller Niche Podcast. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Reseller Niche Podcast. Show notes and social media links are located at resellerniche.com. Please comment, rate, and subscribe to us on iTunes or YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.